This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Alex Cora with us yesterday on WEEI Afternoons, and now it's literally almost time for the Boston Red Sox to go out there and perform. We're about an hour and a half away here, 95 minutes away.
Texted Lou Merlone this morning feeling really good about opening day. Like I said, the palpable energy in Red Sox Nation and amongst the good Fenway faithful. Yeah. Texted Lou, I was like, let's have a season. Go get it today, buddy. He's like, thanks, bro. This is a good day. It feels cool vibes. Like,
oh, absolutely.
He's like, he's super excited. And when one of our guys is excited, the mayor of Framingham is excited. Bradfoe's excited. I mean, I practically went six to midnight when he yay baseballed his way at the end of that segment today.
And you know me. I think all teams right now should be excited. I don't care where you are. Pittsburgh, Kansas City,
you've got
Tampa.
You've got a Christmas Eve approach to the beginning of sports seasons.
Until your team shows you they're not good, have hope. Have expectations. Hmm. Right? Like, this is the one time you can have hope, because after today, half the league is going to be 0-1. And it's like, right. Oh, boy, we already lost again. Did you look at the White Sox? Their over-under number is 53.5 wins.
Bang the under.
Sad.
See how many guys they've lost to Tommy John surgery?
They stink. And
six.
But for today, they can pretend they're a good baseball team
and have excitement.
It's opening day and there's new players and it's a new season.
No.
You never know. It's sports.
No.
Crazy stuff happens. But for the Red Sox, we've gone from, I thought for the last couple of years, there were times where if you were overly optimistic about the team, I called you a sock sniffer. Like, you were kind of making things that weren't there. No. It's there. You don't have to make things up to be positive about the Boston
Red
Sox.
It's easy to be hopeful because you look at on paper, they're not even, this is clearly the best team they've had since 2018. It's not even a question.
Okay, so let's go there.
They haven't made the playoffs 5 out of the last 6 years. And then you see all the talent they have. It's like, and you see what else is going on around the AL East. And you go, okay. Yeah, all right, you know, hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things.
Anyone scare you in the Central or the AL West?
No, I'll let you know in like 3 weeks.
No, not really. not really.
But from a preseason perspective, we don't see a rising giant anywhere.
No.
I think it's the team that you're playing today. That seems to be the popular pick for your biggest competition in the American
League.
They
kind of did win the World Series a year and a half ago, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. And as long as they stay healthy, they got a pretty good group.
Yeah, but you know what makes me
DeGrom is back. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Arrogant as a Red Sox fan.
What's that?
Your nature, just kind of how you are.
Well, yeah. I mean, we are in Titled Town and that whole thing. But the opening day matchup. Evaldi's a nice pitcher. He's a nice pitcher. We liked him when he was here. He does good things. He's a nice pitcher. Good major league pitcher, right? No Crochet. He is no would-be Cy Young winning, record-breaking, best stuff in baseball ace.
He ain't no pig.
Right out the gates, you got a pig on the mound. And mm-hmm. they got a nice pitcher.
Nice guy.
Nice guy, nice pitcher. He'll help a good team. Your ace is better than their ace. So my poll today on WEEI Afternoons at Jumbo Heart on Twitter. What are your realistic hopes for the Boston Red Sox this season? Realistic hopes, I said. So my options that I gave the voters, World Series, deep playoff run, early playoff exit, or miss playoffs. What do you think is the most popular choice?
B with 59%.
47% are voting deep playoff run.
Okay.
So you nailed the right choice. Right. You were a little high.
They didn't go majority, but that's pretty high. Okay.
Early playoff exit is next at 34%.
Get out of you, absolute, you people of little Fenway faith. Shame on thee.
Okay, we'll get to this in a minute. World Series is 10%.
All right, all right, all right.
In last place with 9% of the vote, miss the playoffs. So 91% of Red Sox fans are expecting a playoff season, which I think falls in line with the predictions and everything that's going around. You got people thinking they're going to win the division, they're going to win the wild card, whatever it may be. But, the Boston Red Sox are expected to be a playoff team, and I think that's fair. Those are not homers. Those are people that just know baseball, watch baseball, saw the moves.
Yeah, but it's good. I mean, it's the way it should be around here. I mean, they finally spent money, all right? They brought in some guys. They took some chances. This is what it's supposed to be like in this town. It hasn't been like this. Feels like for a long time, right?
Anyone that doesn't think these Red Sox have a chance at a deep playoff run or the World Series, I'd like to throw a phone at them like Ugueth Urbina.
Okay, so raised my hand, Andy, WEEI, I'd like to respond. You know my concern. It's a very simple concern, and I have two questions. When and who? When and who? When do they go find the closer? Who puts them over the top? Because I think I'm a weird guy. I don't think a team can make a deep playoff run without a closer.
How many teams have defined, definitive, without question, closers already decided first game of the season?
Actually,
24.
The guy that closed last year, Ted, and he'll forever be a hero in my eyes, and he's already my favorite player on this team this year, hasn't thrown a pitch. Walker Buehler, was he the closer on the Dodgers last year? No. Did they call him when they needed him in the World Series to send Verdugo down on his arse? Yeah.
So actually, when and who?
Frozen.
He answered when, World Series, who, Walker Buehler. I didn't say it has to be May and it has to be Mason Miller, the name that Arcan likes to make fun of me for lusting after.
Holy smokes, do you have stock in his arm?
He's a ridiculous closer.
He does love this guy.
He really has.
Unbelievable, bro.
Have you seen the guy?
Yes, yeah.
I throw his gas at the knee. He's like super good Billy Koch.
Oh, my God. He's so good. And I dream of the trade that brings him to Boston when you trade Trevor Story and one of the prospects to get him. But that is my one fear. I am old school. I think you need an ace. I think you need a closer, and I think you need some tent-pole
batters.
You
need good middle relief, too, and bridge guys.
That's where Cora comes in, because Cora can tinker and figure
that's
the middle
where
relief.
Whitlock comes last in. I'm telling you, man.
Is he going to be healthy?
The Garrett Whitlock Appreciation Society meets here every day from 2 to 6, and I am the honorary chairman, Ted.
Okay, so let's go around the table. How many wins?
I'll tell you the same. You asked this question a month ago, and I said 90 wins.
Yeah,
it's a 90-win team, I think.
All right, then I'm going to take 91, Fitzy, just to one-up Ted and be more positive than him, even though I don't know when and who.
What's yours?
I'm gonna go two more, not just a single prices, right? 93 and 69.
All right, can I ask you guys another question?
Okay.
So 93 for Fitzy, 91 for Andy, and 90
Mr.
for
Mr. Negativity's got 90.
Do you think this, with your prediction, the wins total prediction, do you think they win the division?
I don't. I think they're the top wild card. I think the AL East is going to be really good.
What do you think?
I do.
Okay.
I think they squeak it out.
Well, I would let you walk into my trap. It's probably not fair, but a team that's won the AL East has never won less than 95 games in a season since 2000. So if the winner of the AL East,
Teddy Statbox,
the last 20 years has always won 95 games or more.
And like the Red Sox in 2018 won, what, 108?
Oh, yeah.
It was a wagon.
And some are projecting the Dodgers, for example, to win 100-plus games this year. But my envisioned season does see them getting a closer somewhere along the line. And if you want to sell me, it just becomes Chapman.
and we decide Chapman is that good and he's not walking guys and he settles into the role, that's fine. I'd like a better answer from Cora at some point about who his closer is.
The overall feeling of a closer for you, it just you like the stability of it.
Absolutely.
You like the predictability of it. You like just kind of like there's a formula to winning games. Just get to the eighth inning, get your bridge guy, and then the ninth it goes to the same guy. It's a formula. It's like I come out on third down and three, Johnson, you're out.
Yeah.
Pfeiffer, you're in. And then
perfect.
They don't convert on third down, and they got to kick a punt.
Perfect. I love that.
And people on the field are like, wow, there goes a giant person. Oh, wow, here comes another giant person in his place.
That's the formula. I get it. It's nice and clean and neat. It's hard to do, though.
No, I know. And that is on Craig Breslow and Alex Cora to figure it out. Maybe it's not a talent acquisition. My next question.
Yes.
I think we're going to skip over the pitchers. We all love Crochet. I think we all think Crochet is a Cy Young candidate. Is that fair?
I like the whole makeup of Crochet.
Yeah, me too. My only question is we need to see it, right? Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of faith-based analysis right now because you need to see him be an ace for an entirety of a season.
Every great journey begins with a leap of faith.
Absolutely. So leap of faith with him, but we're all on the same page. Who is the best all-around hitter on the Boston Red Sox this year?
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
Jaren Duran.
You're all in on Duran.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Teddy, are you St. Bregman?
You know where I'm going.
St. Bregman.
Yeah. That's my guy. Yeah.
I'm going Devers.
I knew it.
I think Devers as a DH. I mean, I can't rant about it for a month, which it was ranting for a while there, that he needs to accept the job, take the job, it'll make him better. I can't rant about it, and then a day after I find out on these very airwaves from Alex Cora that he's accepted the job. He's accepted the job of DH. I think he's going to hit 40 home runs. I think he's going to bat 310. I think with those guys in front of him named Duran and Rafaela, sort of that second leadoff batter at the bottom of the lineup, I think Devers is going to drive in a boatload of runs. I think you are going to see a top five MVP finish, maybe even a little bit higher for Rafi Devers.
From Devers?
Yep.
What are do you know what the odds are for him right now?
For MVP?
Yeah, I don't have him in front of me. I don't mean to be.
I should have.
Do I know?
No. I feel like Bregman's got higher MVP odds than Duran.
But that is narrative based.
Than Devers, you mean? Let's take a look.
That is narrative based, I feel.
Actually,
like
you know what? Dan Ball, the stats and information department, could you endeavor AL MVP odds for
us? Yeah, Devers is either plus 2,500 or plus 3,000 wherever you find it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Is that the highest for any Red
Bregman,
Sox player?
What's Bregman?
It is the highest for any. Jaren Duran is right behind him.
Okay.
Looks like plus 4,000.
That's good value. 40 to 1.
And then there's your boy Bregman, plus either plus 5,000 or plus 6,600.
Right behind him, okay. Yeah.
But you have three. That's nice to have three MVP candidates that are even listed.
Yep. Whereas your boy Crochet is number two for right behind Tarek Skubal. He's, I think, like plus 360 and Skubal's like plus 340 or something.
Can I just take the wheel real quick?
Sure.
Real quick, because it's all good vibes, good feeling. We don't have much time left. But, you know, you heard, let's face it. Everybody got really hyped about this team when they signed Alex Bregman.
Yes.
And we had a couple of guests on from Houston that covered Alex Bregman, John McClain. My buddy Sean Pendergast, who I worked with at Sports Radio 610, he came on to talk about something else. But we asked him about Bregman. And just listen, to this was before Bregman was signed here. But it's interesting what Sean had to say in since kind of seeing how Alex has acted since he's been here. Listen to what my buddy Sean Pendergast had to say about Alex Bregman when he played down there for the Astros.
And I think the biggest thing, like the leadership aspect, is through the roof with Bregman. And I'll just give you a quick anecdote about that. Hunter Brown, through like the first month and a half last year, he was terrible. He had the worst ERA in baseball. He had an ERA of like 9. And Bregman pulled him aside on a road trip on the plane and sat with him on the plane for about 2 hours, just talking pitching, giving him some observations that he saw, giving him recommendations on things to tweak. And you know, I don't know how close you guys guys followed Hunter Brown last year, but he became one of the best pitchers in baseball over the last 4 months of the season.
There you go. That's the impact that Alex Bregman had. He just puts his hands on your chest, and all of a sudden you can't pitch, and now you can.
It's a bit much when he walks up the Charles. I mean, you think he's going a little too far. Like, bro, like, take a boat like the rest of us. Really. Use a bridge.
Or there's a sidewalk. Like,
yeah,
showing
seriously. Off. 617-779-7937, talking Red Sox baseball opening day. Let's go to Patrick in Charlestown. What are your thoughts on opening day Sox?
Oh, today should be a federal holiday, boys.
Yes, it should.
My question, let's pretend it's June 1st. The Red Sox are rolling first place. Everyone's happy. How do they go about playing like the Roman Anthony's, the Myers in the future? How do they get them in? Will they worry about not maybe losing some steam, or do you think they'll still try to get those guys in?
Thanks for the call, Patrick.
Actually, Andy, I have
an answer.
I have a bold prediction as to how exactly the Red Sox solve that issue.
And we'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons. Fitzy has all the answers, and so do we. Talk to you soon.